Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga.
So I had a bit of time during the game to put that together. WGN Radio, it is the Raleigh James Show, and this would be Thanksgiving night, the full reveal of the world's worst hit records as voted on by you. But we have about, 20 minutes or so to spend together, and I think it would be unfair to all of these worthwhile candidates for whom you voted to go ahead and just willy-nilly make the decision of revealing them all. So I thought we'd maybe reveal some fun facts about this year's list, which was decidedly different, I'll tell you, in some ways. And then in other ways, it's the same old stuff. But, on Monday. Now, we're delayed on Monday, too, but that's the Blackhawks. They're more predictable, so I assume it'll be an hour delay, after which we'll fully reveal the top 10. And until then, you'll just have to wonder. But from what I have to say about some of this stuff, you may pick it up. The one thing I will say is there is an honorable mention. It did not make the top 10, but had it been nominated earlier, I think it would have. And that is the lovely Mariah Carey from 2013. Yes, when someone last night suggested All I Want for Christmas Is You, within 1 hour we got 5 votes. So I knew we were on to something. And I had mentioned there was a lawsuit. Ultimately, she prevailed, but Vince Vance was suing her. So a little of the Mariah Carey version, and very little because I know you voted on it.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
I know you've heard it enough to vote on it. So that's the Mariah Carey Dripping with Sincerity version. All I Want for Christmas Is a Hit Record, which is what it comes down to, because after all, they're a hit year after year after year. But when it came out, Vince Vance said, wait a minute, I recorded All I Want for Christmas Is You first. It's my song. Well, like I say, the court sided with Mariah. But if you don't remember Vince... So bottom line is all they really shared was a title, and that wasn't good enough. Obviously, it was a female vocalist in Vince Vance and the Valiants, not Vince himself. All right, so that's honorable mention, and I'm sure if somebody had nominated the first week out, you know, right after Halloween or something, man, it would have sailed up the charts, I can just tell. Although, believe me, the top 10 is worthy, and for the first time ever, one artist made it to the list twice for 2 different songs, so we'll get to that. Not tonight. But as far as fun facts, one artist Elton John was nominated for 5 different songs, and another, Helen Reddy, was nominated for 4, and several were nominated for 3. Now, what's interesting, looking at previous top tens, only 2 from 2024, 2023, and 2022, 2 each, made the list, though all of them, of course, got votes. And for all 3 years, 2022 through 2024, Paul Anka's Havin' My Baby was number 1, and it didn't even make the top 10 in 2025, though believe me, it got its share of votes. Only 2 from the 2021 list, not the number 1 song, which was Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life, which is absent from this year's list. Only 1 in 2020, and not the number 1 song at that. All right, the number 1 song was Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, which is not number 1 now. There you go. 2 from 2019. 1 from 2017, 2016, 2015, 2014. 3 from 2013. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't think there was any year where there were more than 3 commonalities. And I looked at previous lists going back to, actually, 1988. That's the earliest I could find, and that was Denver, where Honey was number 1, and that's not on our list this time. Austin, number 1, was Yummy, 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 and that's not on our list this time. Philadelphia, well, I did it there for 2 years in a row. Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny and Feelings, neither of which made our list this time. So it's interesting. As far as the most number ones, well, I guess no real shock there. Tiptoe Through the Tulips had 4 of them. Yeah, a bunch of them had 3, actually. Having My Baby, Achy Breaky Heart, well, 2 of them anyway. And then a bunch of them had 2. But as far as the outer liars, the things that were number 1 for the year and pretty much not on the chart other than that for the most part, DOA by Blood Rock, Elvira, Goodbye Earl. Now, Lovin' You, it was only number 1 once, but that did make the list several times for obvious reasons. Likewise for Midnight at the Oasis. Feelings, yeah, only once, and Itsy Bitsy and Yummy Yummy. So that was an interesting group all the way around. So I'm trying to think of what else I can do without giving, you know, giving away the whole thing. Because I've gotten emails. Oh, yes, I've gotten emails. Apparently, you're not all basketball fans. I just can't understand that. And you're saying, what are you going to tell me? Well, I might have, we're talking about Mariah Carey. I might have a Christmas montage for you. Yeah, it'll make you enough to go ho, ho, hum and join the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club. We'll talk about that in a moment right here. If you want to join me, the show is live. Yeah, what else could it be? 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE on this Thanksgiving on WGN Radio.
Thanksgiving turkey takedown, plus turkey toddler trouble, and holiday harvest heist. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Turkey taker trapped. In Texas, a greedy 15-year-old boy treated Thanksgiving like a shopping spree. He swiped 4 smoked turkeys, plus all the fixings from a local grocer by clever cart camouflage. Instead of carving up gratitude, he carved up groceries and earned himself a ride in the back of a patrol car. Hey kid, here's a holiday tip. Next time, be thankful for what you've got, and don't try to duck soup under the cereal shelf and hope nobody notices. Baby on board. A 19-year-old auto thief in New Orleans pulled off a Thanksgiving gas station heist and got more than he bargained for when he spotted a 1-year-old toddler still strapped in the back seat of the SUV. He abandoned the vehicle after a 15-minute joyride through the Crescent City, but the federal charges stuck like savory stuffing in the turkey neck. Reminder, if you lift a ride with a baby inside, you're not just carjacking, you're face-planting your dignity. Bourgeois wine bust. 2 thieves in Seattle spiced up Thanksgiving by swiping 200 cases of wine, worth nearly $650,000 from a liquor store, then ignited their own fall by adding arson and burglary to their Thanksgiving Day menu. Talk about turning leftovers into a fast track to felony flavor. If you're gonna steal a wine cellar, don't burn the bar down afterwards, unless you enjoy everlasting parole parties. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
In a broken down apartment house, lay a woman dying. And by her side, a little 6-year-old girl who was softly crying. Mama, don't go away and leave me all alone. Mama said to the welfare lady, find my child a good home.
She handed me a heart shaped locket that said to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman fancy, and they'll be nice to you.
We'd like to do a number now for you that Dolly wrote especially for her and I. And this is the most requested duet of any of them that we do. It's a story about a little girl. Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
She said, when I die, please don't bury me, 'cause Jeannie's afraid of the dark.
My Lori left this world on her birthday. She died a year ago today.
Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring.
What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight.
We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. Blaring the road straight ahead. The car was stalled, the engine was dead.
Why did we quarrel? Why did we fight? Why did I leave her alone tonight? That's why her footsteps ran into the sea. That's why my bed has gone from me.
Well, you knew my dad was blind, he said. Tonight he passed away.
It's the first time that my father's seen me play.
It's the last game of the season.
Is he really going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
BJ the DJ, only 24. A wreck at 90 miles an hour. He'll spin the hits no more.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I last on the Stonewall Jackson, if you don't remember it. But yes, nothing like death and destruction. And that was absent from this year's list. Looking over them, none of the usual death made it at all. And in fact, I don't think any of them are actually dealing with death, other than sometimes we would have rather been than had to hear them. But you won't hear many of them, and we will count down the whole top 10 on Monday, I promise. But in the meantime, we got Jeffrey in Portland checking in. So Jeffrey, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, Rockstar. Thanks for doing the show live on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Appreciate that. Also, when I was out doing my last-minute errand today on Thanksgiving, I got the chance to go see two bald eagles in southeast Portland.
Wow.
Which was a wonderful sight. I'm going to forward a picture I took on my cell phone in the email so you can see that.
Okay.
That I'm not making up stuff. I did have a song request. I wonder if you could do King Kong by Tarantula Gould.
Oh, yeah, we know I love Tarantula Gould. And, of course, you're from Portland, so you probably, well, I was going to say you remember her well, but probably your parents remember her well. But, she was the best. And too bad she got pregnant, or she would have been doing it for many years to come.
Yeah, unfortunately, that those were the times back then. So.
Oh, God, I know, I know. And the sales manager married her. And, you know, off the record, I don't think it was his kid. But he certainly did the right thing by her. And they moved to Omaha, where he was working in TV.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Also, when are you going to start making requests? Because I know around Christmas time or something, you play, like, what is it, songs that Guilty Pleasures, or are we just doing songs we dislike?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. It's always up to you guys, and we could do either Guilty Pleasures or Dreaded Christmas. I think Guilty Pleasures probably be a little more fun, because the Dreaded Christmas are just horrendous as, well, I'll be playing more of them, I'm sure. Maybe not. So, which would you prefer?
You could do one show where you're just doing, like, Christmas songs you dislike, do that, and then do Guilty Pleasures, you know, what was it, the week after Christmas?
All
right. Take requests for both?
Well, there's an idea. All right, so if we were going to get your first Guilty Pleasure, what is it?
How to milk this on flipping air. The theme song for Arthur Ross, even though I dislike a bunch of his sappy yacht rock song, that's the only song I like of his.
Theme song for what?
Arthur.
Arthur.
It's a movie that had Dudley Moore
as the title character.
They call it Arthur's theme song. I don't remember what the actual name of the song is, but it's like, listen to the moonlight. It's like, dun, 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 dun. And, you know, listen to the moonlight.
It's Christopher Cross. Okay,
Cross.
Arthur's theme.
Yeah.
Yes, Christopher. As you're singing it, it's like, oh, God. And Burt Bacharach wrote it with his wife at the time, Carol Bayer Sager, and Peter Allen. And as far as I'm concerned, shame on Peter Allen for being involved in that mess. But all right, Arthur's
okay.
theme, there it is.
Yeah,
right.
I unfortunately like that song. It's such an immature character and all that stuff, but it resonates with me somehow.
That's...
And, you know, having to admit this on the air of Hope in Chicago, on WGN for Chicago, is one of the embarrassments of my life. But, you know, you gotta put yourself out there sometimes. Sometimes the bad, you know.
Yeah, I think it's very good. And as you know, I'm a woman who admits I like Alice in Wonderland by Neil Sedaka. So there's nothing wrong with Arthur's theme. And consider it on the list. It's a fine choice.
And I will second Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, you like that?
Just want to let you know that.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
I do. I do like that.
Yeah, I really do. I don't know why, but I just love that song. When it first came out in '63, I just said, that's just the best. And of course, it wasn't much of a hit for him, but enough that I played it. All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Thanks for your time,
Appreciate
Rockstar.
It. All right. Bye. Yeah, we'll get some Tarantula Ghoul in there for sure. And yeah, she was terrific. But that was something I always wanted, was somebody to do a documentary with all the horror show hosts in the local stations across the country, especially in the 50s or the early 60s, because, you know, the networks didn't fill all the time and you had to have somebody do it. And often it was the guy who was doing weather or sports or something who'd, you know, put on some outfit and, you know, be M.T. Graves or something. But some of them were just tremendous. All right. So, James on the South Side, I'm so glad to hear from you, and a happy Thanksgiving to you, James.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Oh, okay. I said I would call, at least wish you happy, John, everybody, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm so glad you did.
Okay. I can almost call in sleep, but then I realized I hadn't called.
Ah, well, now you can go to sleep. Show is just about over, but it's been better with you calling, and keep in touch. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right, so good to hear from James on the South Side. Now, we've got Ralph in Rockford. All right, Ralph, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you so much, and happy Turkey Day to have had.
Yes, you too.
Yeah. Well, I had to wait. You know, I waited a long time tonight, but I'm
me glad, too.
You took me on, and I had a little request here. what interested me is at the beginning of your show tonight, you played at least five or six of these turkeys, and they lasted only 2 seconds or 3 seconds or maybe one. And I would like to identify them when you play them, if you could play them again and stop after one, two, three, and then I'll tell you who I think it was.
Okay, all right. They're pretty all recognizable. We'll do that Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night. Okay, what time?
Well, whenever the Blackhawks are done playing hockey.
Well, I mean, I am not anti-hockey, really. But, yeah. If I had the choice, of course, I would rather do trivia than hockey. But, I mean, you know, we just have to adjust to the station, that's all.
I assume it will be an hour late. So instead of starting at 10, it'll start at 11.
Yeah, and like I said, the ones you played at the beginning of your show tonight, that those were the ones you said later on, they were not this year in.
No, isn't that interesting? They were not in this year's.
That's very interesting, and I've made it my business a little bit to, I've been practicing this for years to identify songs by 1 or 2 seconds.
Well, I'll be more interested if you can identify the death montage.
No, I'm just interested, you know, in just doing that. I know that you always, like your loyal listeners
absolutely.
To be a little artistic, creative.
Well, absolutely. All right, we'll do that. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Okay,
and have a good morning. Thank you.
You too. All right, so about 30 seconds here. And Mark says he wants Christmas songs. All right, you're closing out the show. You want Christmas songs?
Yeah, I have a horrendous Christmas song vote. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Okay, good deal. Well, we'll include that.
Okay.
I'll talk to you Monday night. All right. And
okay, bye-bye.
I think that was in the Christmas. Did I play the Christmas montage? I think I played Death. Well, that's why we have Monday night. Well, that's pretty much a wrap. Apologies to Chris and Greenwood. We'll be back Monday right after hockey. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air and John for screening your call. And if you notice, I said singular. No, there were a few. And, of course, those of you who called, I appreciate that. So let's reconvene after hockey on Monday. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Eviction erupts in tragedy. Bus dialing for dead people. And oh yes, they call him the freak. Grant Marshall is on assignment. I'm Keith Radford, 2020 News. Fatal front door fire. In a tragic, intense turn of events, a dedicated deputy was brutally gunned down while doing the day-to-day deed of delivering an eviction notice. The man, under eviction, unleashed unthinkable violence, leaving one law enforcement life lost and two others critically wounded. This marked the second line of duty death in the century-old Sheriff's Department, a grim milestone amid an already strained system. I call dead people. Brace yourself for a bizarre broadcast. A man, his melancholy, and his meddling machines. In a flamboyantly futuristic fiasco, his family funds a flashy app that flaunts real-time two-way conversations with the dearly departed. Yes, you heard that correctly. The idea to chat with grandma long gone. To thaw tears with techno talk. Yet, dear viewer, the tech turns tragic. Instead of solace, it serves a shallow simulacrum. Cheapening cherished connections, entangling timeless grief in digital dismay. The woman next door shrugs, I'd rather remember than reinstall. Smart move? You bet. Schmuck, naked. Some TikTok canalized tool took the bait and reportedly rambled down the road in the raw east of Tampa. Goofy Godiva grinned, but the naked bum had fumbled the fun by forgetting to bring his phone. Then, indecent disclosure, declined to reveal his identity. Ironic, given he'd allegedly exposed everything else. Full frontal, foolishly. Detained by deputies, bearing it all in a mugshot with not even a shred of shame on. And that's what's happening. Grant Marshall returns on Monday. I'm Keith Ranford, 2020 News.